Hare Krishna, I have a question from a Bhakta John from Sitard. And coincidentally, I had a Hungarian devotee just very recently ask me the very same question. And John's asking, is it possible that if someone can't live in the Brahmachari ashram and he moves out of the temple but doesn't want to get married, can he be quote-unquote a vyabhachari? I'll comment on this word about what this vyabhachari is. Can he be a vyabhachari, practice Krishna consciousness, and live like that? In other words, what's the difference between a brahmachari and a vyabhachari? Now, I never heard this word vyabhachari before. It's really news to me. And as far as I know, there's only four ashramas and the brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas, and you're either in one or the other. The brahmachari life is not just about celibacy or not associating with women or women not associating with men. Brahmachari ashram is Brahmachari Gurukuli Vasadanto Guru Ritan. It's about a simple life, it's about austerity, it's about rising early in the morning, it's about living for the pleasure of the spiritual master, it's about dedicating oneself to study, simplicity. To live outside means you have to work. Now, why in the world does someone need to work and have a house? If you've got a house, you're a householder. And if you're a householder, then you may as well have a wife as well. Why get on the stage if you're not going to do something, if you're not going to dance or perform in some way or another? So similarly, if someone is going to live like a householder, then they may as well be a householder. If you want that independence, if you want not to be told what to do, if you don't want to be woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning or 3:30 in the morning, and so on and so on. And if that type of life is too much, then yes, one should get married. Just a spontaneous example that comes to mind. Can someone be not a citizen in this world of any country? I don't want to be a citizen of Hungary. Instead, all right, can I be citizenless? I don't have any kind of citizenship. This whole world is made up of countries, so if you're not a citizen of one country, you got to be a citizen of another country. You have to belong to somewhere. There's no other alternative. So the same thing. There are the natural system, which is something that we shouldn't try to make up or speculate or do something new, is that there are four ashrams. And if you're not in the Brahmachari ashram, then you're in the Grihastha ashram. There's no such thing as bachelors or Vyabhachari. Yes, now what's the difference between the Brahmachari and the Vyabhachari? The difference is that Vyabhacharis don't exist and Brahmacharis exist. So this is also part of Varnashram, which is to accept Varnashram, and that we actually accept the Varnashram system, and then if we're not suited for one, then we accept our participation in another. We don't try to make something up. That also then becomes a dharma. We want to stay away from being adharmic. We want to be dharmic. And why? Because that's scientific. And what to speak of the fact that the idea that someone's going to be celibate for the rest of their life in the outside world is a dream. It's never going to happen. Devotees, even in the Brahmachari ashram, have difficulty being celibates. So, that's the answer to Bhakta John and Hare Krishna.